Thanks for hitting that button. You are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, guys, you ready to rock? Are you excited? Well, sit back and enjoy. And welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hi, everyone. This is your host, Mark the Shark. I want everybody to know that not only do I have this podcast, I have another podcast about the sport of mixed martial arts. So if you're into that kind of thing, check out my other podcast called The Mark the Shark MMA Show. And if you want to be on that show or this show, make sure you contact me on Facebook at Mark the Shark MMA Show. And that's my Facebook channel. Or you can go to my website, www.markwithac.com. Again, it's www.markthesharkmmashow.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at mark_ritorto2. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore Ritorto, R-I-T-O-R-T-O, 2. That's for Instagram, or Mark BJJ Fighter on Twitter. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channels. I got the Rockin' with Mark YouTube channel. That's Rockin' with Mark with a C again. Or the Mark the Shark MMA Show, all on YouTube. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast and keep on listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. I hope everyone's having a great day. We have a great episode in store for you. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Brandy Alexander, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, everybody, we're back with the Mark the Shark Show. Today, we have an entrepreneur of a different sort. His name is Thomas White. He is the founder of the company called Exact Nature. Now, what interests me about this when he contacted me is it has to do with CBT. Which was, I guess, it's starting to become a little bit more popular now that it's marijuana's been, or versions of marijuana have been made legal in certain states, right? So to speak.
Yep.
And I wanted to get in on it, on that. And I couldn't, I kind of missed a boat. I don't know how to go about that, like, you know, getting into that type of business. So you're in it. So let's grow with it.
Yeah.
I'm a little goofy mood today, so don't worry about it.
That's good. Makes for lively conversation.
Yeah. So how long has your company been around?
About 15 months.
Oh, all right. Brand new startup. Yeah.
Yeah, we're a startup. We've had sales in all 50 states. We've had a very encouraging number of repeat buyers. So people are liking our products. And I've learned a lot in a year and a half, 15 months. And there are some things I would do differently, but one way in which we hit it out of the park is our products. Mm. So our products are a little bit different because we take CBD and we surround that really premium CBD with ingredients that can also help with the particular issues that our products are directed towards.
Yeah, I see you got, I don't know if they're really different, but you organize your products by solution or collection. You got CBD for pain, CBD for sleep, CBD for wellness. You got capsules, you got drink powders, you got oils. Now, I mean, I don't know about your product, but I had a few years ago, I had a very bad foot injury from Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And I tried to get like CBD from the store, but it didn't really, I don't know, maybe it's because it was like cheap shit. Didn't really do anything. So I don't know if you can elaborate as to like your products,
how they benefit people. Are they made in the U.S.? Do you import the materials from California, or like, you know, how do you do it?
Yeah. Let me just say that all CBD is not created equally. And let me explain that CBD itself is pretty much the same. I mean, it's a very, CBD is very helpful in many ways. But what happens, and it does a disservice to many of us in this industry, is where when it's sold in gas stations and other places, you don't know necessarily the quality of CBD that you're getting. I'm not suggesting that's where you got yours, but that's...
Yeah, that's I got some local pharmacy. I think I was visiting my dad or something, and I saw in there. They had it like by the cash register, so I'm assuming it's the same type of quality that you would get at a gas station.
Okay, yeah, I would assume that if you got it in a drugstore, it should be top shelf. Mm-hmm. But the CBD can be helped. It helps with a number of issues, from sleep to mood, to addictive cravings, which is what our product is aimed at, to pain, as you mentioned. It works through something called the endocannabinoid system, which is a series of neurotransmitters that run from your brain throughout your body. And what it does is the CBD that you ingest helps put CBD back into your system, cannabinoids back into your system, things that are already naturally made by your body. So it doesn't add to it as much as it replenishes what might have gotten down naturally over time. And it does that by working through the endocannabinoid system. It has all kinds of positive effects, as I mentioned, mood to sleep to addictive cravings. That's what my products are aimed towards, and pain management, something that your audience might be interested in. So in the case of pain, it can help with joint issues, with sore muscle pain, with sciatica, fibromyalgia, and I know that your female parts of your audience might be interested. It helps with menstrual pain, it helps in quite a few ways.
Now, is this your first business venture? Like, did you have like a 9-to-5 job and then you started this, or?
I have
always an entrepreneur, and you always had like multiple businesses before. And this is
no. I'm a marketer by trade. Because my products are aimed at addictions. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been in sobriety. I've been sober for 13 years. Okay. So I worked for the Seagram Wine Company. Irony intended or noted. And then I went to higher education. I worked in higher education. I was the chief marketing officer for six major universities. I got out of that about 2 years ago to start this company. And the reason I started this company is I'm located outside Portland, Maine. Until 2 years ago, I lived in Reno, Nevada. And my next door neighbors in Reno, Nevada run something called PNX Botanicals. They are the first licensed handlers of CBD in the state of Nevada. And because of them and getting to know them, I got to know CBD. And I knew that can help with things that people in addiction recovery suffer from: depression, anxiety, stress, those related issues. And from that, I kind of went down this line of questioning with them, asking about how helpful it could be for people with addiction issues. And they didn't know I was in recovery, but they just lit up when they were talking about it, and had a number of examples how they had given their products, because they don't sell directly to customers. So they give their products to friends, and these friends in recovery, and they had a number of stories about successes that their friends had achieved with these CBD products. So with that, then that piqued my interest. I did extensive research for months about this and really came to my own conclusion that it can help with addiction issues. So it's alcohol and it's a range of drugs from heroin to cocaine. The FDA has just licensed CBD for clinical trials for opioid replacement. So if we can get people off of opioids for pain, that will be a very good thing. Because of my own personal issues with addiction, that's really what prompted me to try something else, to try this, to be entrepreneurial about this. I saw it as an opportunity to help people that suffer from the same affliction that I suffer from.
That's very interesting. Now, are your products strictly available online, or are you looking to get them into stores?
Strictly online at this point in time. We are looking at some other distribution networks through some health treatment centers, and we're looking at some retail outlets as well. But at this point in time, it's just online.
Oh, okay. Now, would your retail outlets just be strictly pharmacies, or would you actually work with doctors? I don't know how a doctor would feel about this, but.
The doctors that don't support it are the ones that don't have a great understanding of it. But the doctors that do, and there are many of them, are very supportive of it because it's all natural. It works. It helps your body help itself. So we're looking at all of those things. We're looking at health food stores. We're looking at pharmacies. We're looking at drug treatment centers and individual substance use and abuse counselors.
And it looks like you got your son working for you. I don't know if the other two people are part of your family or just friends, but it looks like your son works for you. How does that work out? It creates a better bond between you two, or?
Well, maybe
a little riff because he doesn't want to take orders from you.
Everybody in the company helps a lot. So we are a small company, so we've hired very strategically with people that understand the issues and so on. My son, Daniel, my oldest son, just turned 23. He has suffered from addiction issues. So he co-founded Exact Nature with me. And so he comes to this product and Exact Nature the same way that I do as a sufferer of different addictions. So it's his viewpoint has been invaluable in helping us shape products and shape messaging and so forth. So it's been all good.
Okay. Now, I would assume that since you worked in marketing, it was actually fairly easy for you. I don't know. Method-wise, it was probably easy for you to get this company off the ground. You knew what to do. But cost-wise, right? Because a lot of people out there, in the old days, and I'm dating myself, I'm talking well over 20 years ago. You could just throw up a website, and it was very easy to get traffic there. I didn't make a lot of money off it, but I did pretty well. I actually had it's going to sound funny. I had an online martial arts store. And what I would do is I would buy the products. They didn't have drop shipping or whatever, or wholesale. I didn't have anything. I just had I had one or two martial arts suppliers that would sell me the product, but I would only buy it when I sold stuff, right? But they would have shipped to me and then I would ship to the customer. Anyway, so I used to get all my traffic by exchanging links with other martial arts schools or whatever. I put I would have a little links page. That's really how we did it in the old days. This is way before Google, right?
Yeah.
And the idea of just taking it and throwing it on the web doesn't really work as well as it once did because of the way the search engines work now. They got complex algorithms.
Yes.
I don't even know if SEO even works anymore. They got to tell you to put all these keywords in there. But do you find it complex having an online platform from a marketing standpoint, or I should say, maybe not complex, but an expense, it can be expensive, right?
Both.
Right?
Both, because it's not like we're selling t-shirts online where we can advertise those t-shirts anywhere with Google pay-per-click or Instagram, Facebook, and so on.
It's probably even harder, right? Because they probably don't want to have CBT. It's like pornography, right? You can't have pornography advertised on certain stuff.
You know, we're lumped in the same category as pornographers. And it's a shame because CBD is a good thing, but we are considered by Facebook and Instagram and Google to be high risk. So CBD, advertising CBD can be tricky. And we don't want to swim in the same waters that all the other CBD companies do, because we're not after somebody to use CBD for their tennis elbow or for their favorite pet. What we're aimed strictly at people that suffer from addictions. And so our products are proprietarily formulated for those issues. So we take the CBD and so we surround them with things like kudzu root and amino acids and other things that can help and have in many cases for a long time helped with these issues of curbing addictive cravings, mood and sleep, those kinds of things. So advertising CBD is tricky. And not only that, because we're trying to reach people that have addiction issues, of which there are more than 15 million active addicts and alcoholics in the country. Those are not people that are the first to raise their hand to be identified, right? So it can be tricky reaching those people. So that's the biggest challenge that we have faced so far in our 15 months.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you allowed to do paid Google ads with your product? Like, does Google say no, or are you?
Google says no, because two things for us. Google will not accept CBD advertising, pay-per-click advertising. So if you Google something, we can't present our ad though. And not only that, because we're dealing with addiction issues. Let's say Google allowed CBD advertising, they may not allow our advertising because we're aiming our advertising at people with addiction issues, and people with in order to advertise to people with addiction issues on Google, you need something called a legit script, which means an online certification that you are an alcohol treatment center or a licensed alcohol and substance abuse counselor. So that's been the biggest challenge. So we've done a lot of our marketing through, of which there are many now, fortunately, for many reasons, podcasts, YouTube programs that are aimed towards people with addiction issues.
Public speaking then, public speaking engagements, like, well, you're not in the public, but like you're saying, like shows like, you know, mine and YouTubers that focus on this.
That's right.
Like my show focuses like on a variety of products, but particularly entrepreneurship. That is it interests me. The other one is MMA. So if guys listen to this, check out the fucking MMA show. It's a total different podcast. I'll just do a little cheap plug in there. But so this is very interesting because I always find it challenging, like, especially if you're trying to start a business on the side, the marketing aspect, right? Like, even let's say for this podcast, I don't go to, you know, I use a lot of Facebook, but for me, it's more going into groups. You can't do that. And you cut out Google. So I guess, the only thing you can do is this. Podcast. I always find it fascinating, the marketing aspect of the business.
Yeah, podcast sponsorship is what we've had good success with so far. So we advertise right now on half a dozen recovery related podcasts, and that's been the major source of our traffic.
Mm. And let me ask you another: have you thought of? I don't even know. Would be able to do this. Have you thought of affiliated? Actually, you might be able to do it. Have you thought of affiliated?
We marketing,
because there was one that I did from my MMA podcast. Well, they actually paid me, but then I started to do an affiliate. I'm not really a big fan of affiliate. It's kind of weird, though. Some of my affiliate stuff that I have in my MMA podcast actually does make money.
Yeah.
But I can't track. Like, I don't know if it's the podcast or my YouTube videos or the little links within my, within my YouTube video. Because it's not like like this one particular one I'm thinking of. It's not like I have a lot of ads for it in my podcast. So I'm just thinking maybe it's from my YouTube videos. I have like a little link. I don't know.
Yeah.
But have you thought of affiliated marketing?
We have thought of affiliated marketing. I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about it hard, but I'm still on the fence. I don't know if our product and our issues lend itself to this, but it very well may. I have a good marketing friend, and she says that's our ticket. So we will definitely, what I want to do is I want to build an audience, build a good customer base. And we have a very good customer base right now, a lot of repeat purchases and so on.
Yeah.
And I get a lot into email conversations week in, week out with people that are using these products. So I have a pretty good sense about them, but I'm a little bit on the fence on affiliate marketing because CBD already is a little bit expensive. So I want to keep our products to a price point that people that are suffering from these addiction issues can get it into it. Because one thing about CBD, I've given it to friends and they'll say, oh yeah, it worked. And then I stopped taking it and so on. Well, that's not how it works. What you have to do, CBD works best over time with consistent use. So for me, as you would imagine, I take a lot of CBD. I take it in the morning. We sell a product called Boost, which is a coffee additive. So I put it in my coffee in the morning. I take something called a Serenity drink powder, which is for calm and focus. I take that. I put it in a water bottle and I drink it, sip it throughout the day. And then at night before I go to bed, I take Z's, our CBD capsule for sleep. Well, we have it in capsule, drink powder, and oils. But I take a capsule about an hour before I'm ready to go to bed. And by the time that hour gets here, I'm definitely ready to close my eyes. It helps me all the time get to sleep, helps me stay asleep. And then I wake up and I don't have that, you don't have that groggy feeling, you know, you don't have to shake out the cobwebs. So I love it. And this has been a bit of a progression for me. When I first got into this business, my supplier, PNX Botanicals, they love this. They have as much at stake in this, not only because my success means their success, which of course that's true, but they take a lot of pride in their work. They want to put out a good product. So Michael, one of the owners of PNX, was telling me that he keeps our detox powder, which really helps with liver health. He keeps it by their water cooler, and their young kids take it every day. And everybody in their family usually takes a scoopful or two of this a day because it's just good for general wellness. CBD, Mark, CBD, in my view, will be as common as aspirin in about 10 years because it really has so many positive effects. And you can say, or you might have the impression that's just spin or it's a fad. It is not a fad. It will be around for a long time because while only 14% of the population use it now, that's millions of people, right? So, and these people are having good success with it. And one indicator of that is the Food and Drug Administration has not heavily regulated the CBD industry. And this is a case where the usage and practice of using CBD has far outpaced the research. And the FDA has allowed this because they see that people are having very positive It's having a very positive impact with people. There's no addictive issues with it. There's no, you're not going to overdose from CBD. Our products, also, we take out the THC. So by law, CBD cannot have more than 0.3% THC in them. But for our audience facing addiction issues, we take out that THC. So there's, and that means our product is something called broad spectrum CBD. There are two ends of the spectrum are full spectrum CBD, which has all of the cannabinoids, 113 of them, flavonoids, terpenes, all the things that go into it, plus THC. Ours is broad spectrum. Ours has all of that with the exception of THC. And then there's something called CBD isolate. I'm not a fan of CBD isolate because it takes out those flavonoids and terpenes and those other cannabinoids that can be very helpful. There's something that CBD and the other cannabinoids that go with it create something called the entourage effect. And they don't understand it in detail, but what it is, and I believe it because I see it working, is that this entourage effect means that the CBD, all the other 113 cannabinoids, flavonoids, terpenes, all work in a synergistic effect with your body. So by eliminating that as CBD isolate does, it doesn't give that CBD a chance to work in those synergistic ways with your body. So ours is broad spectrum. It has everything except THC.
That's interesting. And so everybody knows they do offer a risk-free trial. Like you could try it and get your money back.
Yes.
If you're interested. And I got one more question for you, and then I'll let you go.
Can I make one comment on that money back guarantee?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we've sold to people in every state. Our sales are brisk. We have had one taker of the money back guarantee in all of this time.
Wow. This
woman, and she found my phone number on our website, called me up and said, "I feel bad about asking for my money back, but it gave me diarrhea." So that's the effect that this woman felt, and she couldn't have been nicer, and she was even apologetic about asking for her money back. So it's we do offer that. If you allow me to, I'd like to offer your audience a discount.
Sure. Yeah. Was there like a discount code or something? Or
yes. Why don't we make it MTS20? So Mark the Shark 20. MTS20. Okay. All caps. MTS20. As soon as we're off, I'll put that discount code in. So anybody viewing this can get a 20% discount on their order.
I like it. And don't forget to email me that so I can put it in the description
for
the
podcast. I sure will.
So yeah. I got one more question. This is again marketing, because you couldn't advertise on Facebook per ad, but I noticed that you get social media pages. Do you find that, I'm assuming you're using hashtags, does that help bring people to your social media? And do you find having a social media page helps with your business?
Yes, it does. It helps create awareness. It helps us tell our story better. So our focus on our social pages is to talk about addiction issues, as I do often, but also to try to demystify and destigmatize CBD, because a lot of people are still a little bit apprehensive about using CBD. They connect it to marijuana. And let me just say briefly that the cannabis plant has two cousins. One cousin is marijuana, which is very high in THC, as you would want in marijuana, and very low in CBD. So most 99% of CBD is not derived from the same cannabis strain that produces marijuana. On the other side is hemp. And that's the reason hemp has been made legal in all states. Is hemp is conversely very high in CBD, very low in THC, because we're not after the THC. So so there shouldn't be a stigma attached to this, but there is. That's why I say in 10 years, over time, we've already seen this industry grow in leaps and bounds. So it will just continue to grow, because as people try these products and experience these products, they'll see what we mean. And because our products are aimed at people with addiction issues, drinking, smoking tobacco, and any kind of addiction, it can help with. I need to qualify that a bit, but it's very helpful with addiction issues across the board.
That's
so cool. Yeah, so it's just been very, very helpful to us.
Now, do you do research for your hashtags? Like, is there a method to picking your hashtags for your advertising? Or
we do research up front, and then we refine them constantly.
Is there like a paid service you use for your research, or you?
I have a marketing director, a digital marketing director, and she's top notch.
Uh-huh. Okay. So name is Olivia. It's always been interesting. Like, how do you find the hashtags?
Right.
You know, I'd always find that out, but I'll shoot you an email on that later. Yeah. But anyway, man, it was great having you on the show. And everybody listening, his website is called exactnature.com. He's got a variety of products. He ships to everywhere in the United States. And again, he's got that money back guarantee. And that's pretty much it. It helps with addiction. It helps you sleep. It helps you feel better. So check out his website today. And again, Tom, it was great having you on the show, man. I learned a lot.
Mark, it's been my pleasure. I can't thank you enough.
All right. All right, guys. We'll be back after a short brief messages from our sponsors.
This is to all you parents out there. Are you looking for a great book for your child to read? Well, look no further. Christina Ritordo has done it again by putting out a sequel to her first book in the Invisible Girl series. The sequel is called A Little Bit Louder. Get it now at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or RitordoFamilyBooks.com. Again, the book is called A Little Bit Louder, written by Christina Ritordo.
Hey guys, just want to let everybody know that if you're looking for a good suspense thriller action novel, check out the book written by me, Mark Bouchard, called The Cabal, The Saga Begins. If you go to my website now, www.RitordoFamilyBooks, you can get an autographed signed copy for only $8 plus shipping. Again, go to www.RitordoFamilyBooks.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Driggs, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone. Well, fortunately, all good things must come to an end, and that's all we have for this particular podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you keep following my podcast here, the Mark the Shark Show. And keep listening and look out for future podcast episodes.